हाय, गुड इवनिंग संदीप जी, हाउ आर यू?
आई एम गुड. सो थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर अग्रीइंग टू दिस कन्वर्सेशन टुडे. जस्ट टू रिटरेट दैट वी आर रिकॉर्डिंग दिस सेशन फॉर माई लर्निंग पर्पज एंड
श्योर,
आई होप दैट इज फाइन विद यू.
यस,
एंड यू आर
एब्सोल्युटली.
ऑलरेडी अवेयर दैट इट इज अ सेफ स्पेस एंड यू कैन शेयर फ्रीली. And I might take some notes. So if you see some pauses or I'm taking some looking down, I'm listening to you just to
That's
read it.
okay. No problem.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah. So what is that you would like to discuss today?
okay. Sandeep ji, I am currently working independently, right? But yes, and it has been 4 years now. I'll be completing 4 years in October, but working independently, maybe you can say as a founder or as a freelancer or whatever, HR consultant. Before that, I have worked in the corporates for about 13 years, right? So while both the journeys, they have been fruitful in their own ways. Yep. Somewhere in the last couple of months, I have started to get this feeling of dissatisfaction. Dissatisfaction in the sense that, one, I am not earning enough, right? Second, being aspirational and a career-oriented person, again, from a growth standpoint, it is not giving me satisfaction, right? And then again, all of this is really affecting my mental peace. Yeah, and it also makes me feel a little inconfident at times. So I really want to understand the way forward for myself. How should I move ahead? What should I do? So that is what I would want to discuss with you today.
So Tanushree, I hear that you had taken the courage to be on your own,
Yeah.
and I can sense that how challenging it can be to be on your own.
Yeah.
I'm hearing that currently you are
That
that you are experiencing dissatisfaction. Due to some of the reasons that you mentioned, like growth opportunities and not earning enough. And you mentioned it's not confident. So I hear that there is a desire for you to grow and earn enough. Yes. And you are the
Absolutely.
type of person you want to move forward in life. And you mentioned that you would like to explore how to move way forward.
Yeah. What is it that I should do? How should I go about making that next decision in my career journey and life? So yeah, all those questions come to my mind.
So I'm hearing a lot of thoughts are coming to you, you on what you can do. So, when you say way forward, would you like to elaborate a little bit on this way forward that you are looking at?
Sure. So when I say way forward, it means that how should I decide as to what is it that I need to do next, and how should I be able to take that decision, right? How should I evaluate my options? So if I'm able to do these things, probably I can find the path for myself. Because currently I feel lost, right? Going back to a full-time opportunity is an option, but then there are certain challenges associated with it. Staying independent is also an option, but then again, there are good and bad things associated with it. So, how should I weigh my options at this point in time so that I am in a good position to be able to make that decision for myself?
So, hearing that you seem to be aware of the good and bad, as you said, of both the sides, and you're really exploring as to how should you evaluate.
Yeah. Actually, yes, I am exploring that how should I evaluate my options?
How should you evaluate your options? So when you say evaluate your options, what kind of evaluate is this evaluation that you're looking at?
Okay. So when I say evaluate my options, I think it is more from a standpoint of that if I make this choice, will it lead to what I'm looking for? Like, for example, that mental peace, right? Being more satisfied, will that choice make me happy? Right? Because end of the day, that is what is important, right? And yes, the outcome also has to follow, which is financially becoming more sound financially.
So I'm hearing that you seem to be also aware of, what you are looking for, mental peace, financial being financially sound, and you mentioned some time back that you have aspirations to grow.
Yeah.
And you also mentioned that you're aware of the good and the bad of both sides. So I'm wondering what are you thinking as I share this?
So, yes, so while I understand the good and the bad of the options that are there in front of me, and as you also rightly said, I'm also aware of what is it that I'm looking at from a long-term standpoint, right? Or from an inner satisfaction standpoint. But then again, I get stuck at that point as to how will I make that decision? What will help me in making that decision is where I get stuck.
What will help you make that decision, and you mentioned that you feel stuck at that. So, what kind of stuck is that stuck?
So that stuck is basically I'm not able to move ahead from that juncture, right? I am not able to take a decision. Had I not been stuck, I would have known that yes, this is the path that I need to take. Yeah, this is the path that will lead to what I'm looking for. But I'm not able to go beyond that.
Yes. So with all that we've discussed, Tanushree, what would you like to get out of the next 15, 20 minutes or 30 minutes that we have?
So as a part of this discussion, Sandeep ji, I would like to I would really like to get a bit get at least some bit of clarity around how do I get out of that stuck situation, right? At least one step forward.
So you would like to get clarity out of that stuck situation
Yeah, to move out of that stuck situation.
to move out of that stuck situation. And you mentioned at least one step forward.
Yeah.
So how will we come to know that you have got that one step of clarity at least?
So I think if I'm able to at least if I can start to see that yes, taking this particular path would lead me to a better position in my life. Now at least, so that is how I will get to the first step. And then, yes, going beyond, exploring more, doing my own research, talking to people, all of that will follow after that. But yes, just being able to understand that, yes, this is the path where whatever I'm seeking, I will be able to find. Maybe not immediately, but eventually.
You are able to find what you are seeking. Now, if you get that sense within you, that will tell you that you can take that one step. You
Yeah.
got that one step forward.
Yeah.
So, what is the larger purposefulness of this, moving towards this clarity?
So the larger purpose here is that yes, in the next 10 years of my life, I want to be able to earn more. I want to be able to channelize my energies towards my career growth because I know maybe somewhere after hearing people's experiences or stories, etc., I know that after 10 years, maybe I will not have that option. But that is why I just want to invest those 10 years. In my career growth, and obviously make more money out of it. That's my end goal.
Yeah, so I'm hearing that you believe that you have 10 years to earn and grow. So if we have to move towards that, towards that clarity that you are seeking, you know, that one step at least. How do you think we should be exploring in our session today?
So I think the clarity that I'm seeking, if we are able to, I don't know, as in how will I get that clarity? Because that is what I'm seeking, right?
That step that we are seeking.
That step towards at least one step forward.
Yeah.
So yeah, so how should I be able to weigh my options? Now, what is the step that I need to take to be able to weigh my options, and how should I be able to make that decision to be able to move forward?
Weigh your options, and you know. So to me, it seems like we are almost working with that dilemma that you are thinking somewhere inside. That on one side is mental peace, and on the other side is earn and grow. And
Both have to get married.
both have to get married.
Best
And
worlds is what.
welcome both the world. And I sense there is an assumption that that both cannot get married, is it?
not really. No, I don't think I have that assumption, because so I see one as an intrinsic satisfaction, and the second is an and the next the latter is an outcome.
And what is an intrinsic satisfaction?
So when you talk about mental peace, that is more like intrinsically.
Yeah. And so both earn and grow are outer satisfactions for you?
Earn is definitely an outcome, right? But more than that professional satisfaction has to be there,
That professional satisfaction.
which will give me mental peace. So if I have to clarify, yes, that satisfaction will give me mental peace.
So that professional satisfaction will give you peace.
Yes.
So what I'm hearing is this intrinsic satisfaction will be like mental peace and professional satisfaction.
Yeah.
So, Tanushree, what do you think we should be paying attention to? So that you can get this internal and external satisfaction, if I may say.
So I think we should pay more attention to that, to being intrinsically satisfied, right? Because as I said, the other is the outcome. So if I know that the type of work that I'm doing, whatever things that I'm working on, if they are good, whether it is a part of the corporate job or as an independent consultant or whatever, if the work that I'm doing is good, and it is helping me grow, I think the other things will follow.
The other thing is follow, and so what will it be? What will it look like when you have married both of them, you know?
I think I'll be in a more happy and a more confident space.
Yeah, and more happy and confident space. And what will it look like, if somebody looks it from outside? Tanushree.
Okay. So I'm just thinking of giving an giving an example or maybe a an image here. Like, can I say it in Hindi?
Yeah, yes, प्लीज
एक वो बोलते हैं ना कि
बिल्कुल
अगर आपका खुद का घड़ा भरा हुआ है तभी यू कैन डू गुड फॉर अदर्स एंड यू कैन गिव इट आउट. सो इट इज समथिंग लाइक दैट.
अभी खुद का घर घड़ा भरना है.
भरना है. एग्जैक्टली. अभी खुद का घड़ा भरना है, वो खाली हो गया है.
Yeah. So, Tanushree, what can enable you, so that you can be that person who has merit, both inner and out, these two seemingly opposite ends,
So I think my own thought process, and I think talking to people who've been in these spaces, learning from my experiences and all of that, probably all of that will help me. It'll enable me.
So you spoke of satisfaction.
Yeah.
So what are you noticing, as you spoke of this?
Satisfaction, as in Sandeep ji, could you just elaborate a little bit?
Second, you spoke of satisfaction growth. What are you
Yeah.
noticing about your definition of these two words? So, what values are supporting you towards these desires?
I think my just give me a second. So my so I, since you've asked about values, as a part of my value system, so as I also mentioned that I'm very ambitious and career oriented, right? So to see myself independent in all aspects becomes very, very important for me, and I hold it very close to my heart, right? Whether it is financial independence, whether it is emotional independence, whatever. So I think that is what brings about this desire to be more satisfied, grow more, earn more, right? So that I do not have to think twice before doing something that I want to do in my life, and I am not dependent on anyone.
So that's a beautiful way in which you have use this word independence, whether it is financial or it is dependence on others. And I sense a lot of clarity inside. So, what are you noticing as we are discussing this?
So as we are discussing this, one thing that is definitely happening to me is that I am beginning to feel more positive about my thought process, and that yes, somewhere down the line I will be able to make that decision. Right. So at the beginning of the conversation, when I was feeling more low and inconfident, I think that is becoming better for me. Right. As I said, I'm becoming a little bit more positive with respect to my thought process and feeling a lot more confident that yes, I will be able to make the right choice for myself because I know what I want from it.
So you're feeling confident that you'll be able to make the right choice.
Yeah.
So how do you think we are progressing towards the goal, which was one step towards that clarity?
So I think we are making a good progress because, as I said, from being in a low state and inconfident to becoming more positive and confident. So I think that in itself shows that yes, we are moving forward. So with that mind state, when I that state of mind or mindset, when I start thinking about the options that I have at hand, I think I should be able to make the right choice. Maybe it will require a little bit of work at my end, but I should be able to make the right choice. Because at the
So,
end of the day, I'm aware I have to do the work. No one else will be able to make that choice for me.
an independent Tanushree is clear that she has to do that thinking inside.
Yeah, the choice also has to be independent. It cannot be dependent on anyone.
Yeah, I'm seeing a big smile.
Yeah.
So, what is behind that smile, Tanushree?
So it is that positive feeling that I just mentioned, right? So I'm feeling much better as compared to when I was at the beginning of this conversation.
So, how do you think we should be moving forward in the time that we have?
Probably we can discuss the things that I would need to do to be able to make the choice, make the right choice, and to continue to move in that direction.
Yeah, so who do you have to be, Tanushree, so that you can move forward?
Who do I have to be? So I think I have to be myself with a more positive state of mind. And yes, have faith in myself and the process that I follow.
Positive state and faith. So, and what will this faith look like?
Faith. Faith in the process that yes, if I continue to try, things will happen.
If you continue to try, things will happen. And yeah, and And is there another way that you can ensure that, you can look at this situation, when to ensure that positive state and you are in a state of positive state and faith? So, let me put it like this, that how will you ensure, what will enable you so that, that you are in a, that you continue to stay in that positive state and feel that you are,
I think I should not think negative, or I should not overthink. I should just believe in whatever is happening. It will happen. It will happen for good. I should just give my best, try my best, work hard towards it, and I should not just keep thinking. I should take action. I think that is what will enable me to keep thinking positive and have faith. And yes, in between, if required, I can validate with people who are close to me or people who've been through a similar journey. So maybe that will also help me stay abreast of what I'm trying to achieve by having a positive mindset and faith.
Yeah, so I'm hearing a lot of, lot of positive words and lot of, I saw that the speed of it, the way in which you were speaking had increased a lot, and I see a smile. So I sense a lot of confidence. What do you think when I'm saying all this to you?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. So as I said before also, because that clarity is coming, because I'm feeling more confident and positive about the entire thing, hence I think you can see those shifts.
James.
See that shift in the energy also.
Yeah. So, and when you are getting that, when you're moving in that journey, what will progress look like for you?
So from a progress for me would be being able to make the right choice for myself and then sticking to it.
How will you notice that progress in?
So, okay, yeah. So when once I get onto that journey, right, there would not be any regrets that yes. So if there's a decision that I make and I start with it, I will not have any regrets. I will know that I have made the right choice and I'm moving in the right direction. And there would be no looking back.
No looking back. That's a very positive word, Hans.
No looking back.
So, where are we with respect to this, Tanushree, that goal that we have defined for ourselves, that one step move towards moving towards clarity?
I think we've progressed well till now.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, and we are definitely moving in the right direction.
So, what have you discovered about yourself, Tanushree, in today's conversation?
So the most important thing that I have discovered is that there are some decisions that only I need to take. You know, I can seek guidance, like for example, as you are helping me navigate through my thought process, that is something that is helping me. But ultimately, I am the owner of my decision and its consequences.
You're the owner and not the environment.
Yeah, I know the environment.
And what has become clearer to you now, Tanushree, after our session?
So I think similar to what I just mentioned, that yes, if I'm positive and if I keep faith, if I keep trying, I will be able to make the right choice. I should not stop working towards my goal.
Have faith and keep working towards the goal.
So that is becoming, that has become clearer to me.
Any action steps that are coming to your mind?
I
Like
should.
2-3 minutes, Sandeep ji. Last 2-3 minutes.
Yeah, I'll wind up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I should think through, right? I should jot down what my options are, and I should also definitely speak to a few people who've been through a similar journey, what their experience been, and is there something that I need to do differently, right?
Yeah. Right. So, what will support you in this actions that you thought of? That you have thought of, talking to people and many other things that you.
Yeah. So I think you have been of great help. So probably somewhere down the line, maybe after a few weeks or months, we can probably connect back again to see how the progress
Yeah.
has been, right? And are there any new actions that I need to work on from there on?
New actions that you need to work on. So, is there anything else that you would like to discuss?
No, I think I'm good. I have already noted some points for myself. I'm
So,
good.
is it a good place for us to close the session?
Yes, Sandeep ji, for sure. Thank you so much for hearing me out.
Thank you for having the courage to talk about something which is so dear to you.
Thank you
Thank
so much.
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.